Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Yeah, I believe it is time to get you guys updated on all the fun stories floating around this morning, including one of the biggest stories this morning, crayons.
Oh.
Or some people call them crayons.
Who calls them crayons?
Crayons.
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 Crayons. It's a crayon.
Crayons.
A crayon.
Crayons.
Crayon.
Nooks and crannies.
That's the other one. Crayon. It's crayon or crayon.
Well, they surveyed 183 different countries to see what everyone's favorite color crayon is. And the most popular color is cerulean blue.
Oh, I was going to say turquoise. That's my favorite.
It's very similar.
Yes,
cerulean
I love that
blue.
Color.
Followed by robin's egg blue and wisteria purple.
Okay.
Also, the top three in the United States, those three.
We like
they're blues. Pleasant. They yeah. are a pleasant color for sure. And if anyone cares, you can see pictures of them on our Facebook page. Jeremy,
well,
Katie, Josh.
Blue is very calming, very soothing, right? So I get it. I get why people are drawn to those colors.
Like I like blue.
Typically what you'd put in your bedroom for a nice long sleep.
Is that what you do?
Soothing.
It's like a calming,
yes.
soothing.
You don't want red in the bedroom, Jer.
No. God, no.
No, because it's
no,
too it's alert.
For multiple reasons.
You don't
reasons.
Want the orange, the red, the yellow. It's going to keep you up. But yeah, blue, nice soft green, if you will. What?
I love
you got
this.
A pretty true. Solid line about your trip to Chicago and having red in the bedroom, but I'm going to hold on to that.
Oh,
I'm going to hold on to that for
it's
those of you
soon,
that don't know
dude.
What I
it's
am talking
too
about.
Soon.
You go back and listen to the podcast.
No.
This makes me incredibly happy. HGTV has renewed House Hunters and House Hunters International for a massive 400 episode order extending through 2026.
400?
The franchise launched 25 years ago, and it draws about 13 million monthly viewers. If you're not familiar with it, real estate experts guide potential buyers towards their dream properties. And they see three properties during the show.
Yeah.
Talk about it. They narrow it down. And at the very end, they do the reveal on which one they purchased.
They pick one. Yeah.
I can't get enough of that stupid show.
There
have been yeah. me and what? And all the weirdos out there?
No, but I know a lot of people who like those kinds of shows. And I just could
I
never get into
love them.
Yeah,
they're so good because you like which one would I choose?
Yeah.
You know, and then it's a great one to watch with your partner. Nick Nack and I used to watch House Hunters all the time together.
Yeah,
which one would you choose? What do you like about that house?
Yeah,
this is what you do when you've been together for 20
years. I know exactly. That's
and then at the end, they pick the one, and they're like, "These idiots! Yeah. Why did they choose that one? Jackasses!" And it's always funny too, and the memes are out there too. Where they get these people on there, and he's like, yes, I explore and I search for butterflies.
Oh.
And my wife here, she does painting at craft fairs. And our budget is $1.2 million
exactly.
for a house. And you're like,
right?
What? What?
What kind of butterflies are you catching?
You know. So anyway, I'm excited about that. If you are watching shows like Love is Blind or some of those more trashy ones, those reality contestants, on those shows have to go through extensive STD tests before they can even get on the show.
As they should. I mean,
I think so. They were talking to some reality TV casting director named Kristen Moss, whoever the heck she is. She said, if you're living in a house, you're going to have to go through a background check, a psych test, and she said you're going to be exploring each other sexually. So there's going to be a lot of STD tests. And she said, as you can imagine, that knocks out quite a few people. From the running.
Wouldn't
on
that
these shows.
Stink if that's how you found out, though?
I
like,
know. You're like, what do I have?
I know. Wait.
Excuse me? Yeah. So Josh couldn't be on any of those shows.
Oh,
so there's
I
that.
I am clean AF, brother.
Don't put that out there.
I would love that stuff shows up years later.
I actually would love to be on Love is Blind. Now that I've watched a full season.
I don't think you could do it.
We need Josh to be on
brother,
one of those shows.
I could do
we
it.
We got to swab you.
We
I've
need
had the
that.
Extensive tests.
We need that.
Yeah. You
Come
need that?
Come on. Yeah.
Josh to be swabbed?
We do.
Well.
Well,
we do. By somebody reputable.
Swabbed.
Not like Abby's at-home test that he's doing off
no,
Amazon.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Poor Josh.
I will
Poor
never Josh. Get a wife because of you.
That's okay.
We joke about a lot of stuff.
I don't
but...
want anyone to marry you with all your STDs. You're
I don't have
you're
I
a
walk-in
petri dish.
I have none.
Listen, ladies, he's always itching himself.
I am so clean, it's unbelievable.
He's so itchy.
Oh, God.
I hate you.
It's so bad. Just want to point out, Josh is pretty clean.
How do you
I'm
know?
Like,
do you swab
just,
him?
Like,
just oh,
like, know,
like in general.
He
wears
cares
cologne.
About his
My
body.
My house
like,
is like psycho clean. It's so clean. Everything about me is clean. I shower twice a day.
His blood, though? filthy.
Incredibly clean.
Incredibly filthy.
The reddest blood cells.
Really bad.
The whitest blood cells.
All right, what's the sports stuff?
Oh, now I'm distracted. All right, this is some good sports stuff here that I found hilarious. So a lot of NFL teams have a bunch of different gaming systems and fun things to do because NFL players are there so often for hours and hours a day that they can get bored and you're not practicing all the time. So this is hilarious. The Baltimore Ravens had high hopes for this season. Lamar Jackson coming off an MVP season. Mm-hmm. Derrick Henry being who he is. Their offensive line, they're great.
I know you're really into this. I'm constantly telling everybody about these folks.
The Ravens,
however,
the birds.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. The Dirty Birds.
Big fan.
However.
Speaking of Dirty Birds, have you seen Josh's blood test?
Stop it.
I don't have to talk about the story.
Go ahead.
No, that's
fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Just get to it.
However, because they fell to a 1-3 start, that is not the high hopes they were expecting at all. Head coach John Harbaugh removed all of the ping pong tables, the basketball court, the cornhole boards.
Not the
and
cornhole boards.
Every video
he
game system they have.
He removed an entire basketball court?
Yes. Every video game system that they have. Now.
Good. They got to focus.
That was 2 weeks ago. They have lost both games after that. So they are now 1-5. After he did all these crazy moves.
He forgot the Xbox.
Exactly.
He forgot the Xbox. This is all happening because the, of all people, the punter posted the quarterback, Lamar Jackson, playing video games with the caption, "We are hard at work." And after that, head coach John Harbaugh was like, "We're not doing this anymore." So he removed everything. And unfortunately, it has not worked for them at all. They are still in the downward spiral and not winning games. So I don't know what else they're going to have to do. Maybe bring the video games back. I don't know.
Jeremy.
I don't know what.
The kicker was the narc.
The stupid
That's the
kicker.
Funniest
he's barely
part
a football player.
This. He's barely on the team.
Barely.
And he's the
snitches
one
get stitches, dude.
Yeah.
He's the narc.
Oh my gosh.
They should all beat him up.
That's funny.
Anyway, go Broncos.
I mean, he's
they
already
rock.
The kicker, but.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Hey, don't you have some wiener news to
I
get to?
I do. Wiener Where's your news? Wiener? It's in the Mile High City, actually. Oscar Mayer, the Wiener Mobile. It's going to be making some stops in our area. So you've got quite a few places you can check it out. It's up north today. So up in the Frederick area, it'll be there from 1 until 6. Arvada tomorrow from 1 until 6. And then on Sunday, it's going to be in Denver at the King Supers. I believe Candelas Parkway.
Is there just
oh, that's
one?
A good one.
The Harvest Festival is where
So it's not
going to
be around so we can like see it.
Oh, well, we might be. I'm going to actually
what
reach
out
and hopefully we can get it over here at the radio station.
Ooh. Let's get some
have
wiener
you ever,
over here.
Have you ever been on the Wiener Mobile?
I have not been on it.
I have too.
Stood next to it.
Yeah, I got to. They gave us a little tour. They gave us a little wiener whistle.
Yes.
I still have mine. I actually still have mine. But yeah, the Wiener Mobile, that's
Well, let's
legit.
Get them over here.
Okay, we'll try and reach out and see if they can't make
let's
a stop here because that would be,
That'd be fun.
Fabulous.
That's some great social posts.
Yeah, I love like, you know, when they're like recruiting people to drive that thing around the country. And they're like, get ready for wiener jokes. Like, they have like names that they're given, and they really have to be true to the
Head
Oscar
wiener,
Mayer
lead
wiener brand.
Wiener,
it's funny. Like, it is funny to actually talk to them and hear about their wiener journey.
We always laughed because you have to have like a college degree to be a wiener ambassador to drive the vehicle around. You have to have a college degree.
Yeah.
And we're always like, what?
You can't just be Joe Schmo off the street. You have to actually be somebody.
But I
high
see it
because
you are truly like a marketing person. You are the face of the brand at that point.
Yeah.
So you got to have a little backing behind you, I guess.
You
but
are
a college degree.
You're fully immersed.
You could probably go to Wiener Camp.
Yeah.
You know, do Wiener Camp beforehand.
I'd like to go to Wiener Camp, actually. If
Katie.
So I was just saying, like, it sounds like they have good food there. Maybe like swim lessons. I don't know. I want to go to Wiener Camp.
I'm about to dive in.
Okay.
All right, kid.
Moving on. How about the Colorado City that's top for earning millennials, the top earning millennials in the country. They looked at it was Smart Asset, the medium household incomes across cities to determine where millennials are better off because they're in their prime working years and they're raising families. So they looked at over 350 cities. Number 12 on this list. Where do you think it is?
Oh my God, you're going to make us do this?
Golden. No.
Lone Tree.
Littleton.
No.
Lakewood.
No.
Pueblo.
Boulder.
That's what I was going to say next.
That was my second guess.
It's funny. Sure. I immediately thought Boulder because they're like, first of all, top earning millennials. You got to be rich if you want to live in Boulder. But yeah, they say that when it comes to checking off the list for best places to raise the family, best places to find jobs if you're looking for something.
Then you got to live in Boulder.
Yeah, then you got to live in Boulder. So I've been living in Boulder.
I feel like that's like not a good place Boulder. To raise a family.
You don't think
it is
CU?
Constant college kids and partying.
It is, but outside
only
of
within
the
bubble there.
Atmosphere.
Yeah.
And even outside the
area. It's
like
living outside of Las Vegas. There's a community outside.
Yeah. And like Broomfield is one of the surrounding communities, and that's super quiet and stuff like that. So it's like there is that area is just a good place for younger families to really
Look at that.
Get things going. Arvada was number 43 on the list.
Oh, fantastic.
And then Denver, 78.
You don't say.
In Weld County.
No
we
way.
Are you really that excited about it? Okay, Weld County residents. We actually have some audio from this one because they talked about tumbleweeds up in that area. So we're talking right like Greeley and then even more farther north and east out. There's like that prairie land and everything. But because of that, they get tumbleweeds that it's pretty insane this time of year. But this year, the residents are talking about how out of control it is. It's like nothing they've ever seen. You need to go look at these pictures. Tumbleweeds up in Weld County. There are like mountains of tumbleweeds.
They cover cars.
It's
they
crazy.
They blow up against houses and they go up on the roofs and stuff. Yeah,
it's
kind of fun to see.
It is. So the residents.
But then you got to clean them up.
Exactly. And that's what the residents are saying. And they're like, we've reached out to the county and what they're telling us to do, we don't like it.
I mean, for it. I would throw them in my neighbor's yard.
Yeah, well, I know you would.
I'm the guy that takes all my leaves and blows them out into the street so they hit the other neighbors and
they
can
do,
mow them
but
up.
She made a really good point with the high fire danger and these mountain weed...
Don't set them on fire.
Well, but that's how they have to get rid of them because they can't bale them. I mean, you think of tumbleweeds, they're just like straight thistles.
Straight thistles is the name of my rap album that's coming out. Way to spoil
I knew,
it.
I knew it.
Straight thistles.
That lady who was talking, by the way, do you know what her name is?
It's Thistle.
Jeannie Hasselbush.
Of course it is.
The old Hasselbushes.
It's so perfect.
Jeannie and Ron Hasselbush
anyway,
down the road
exactly.
there. They're always throwing the tumbleweeds in our yard.
Well, the county told me to.
They have
hey.
Family. Their kids are rambunctious, too.
Rambunctious.
You know what they need to do is, you know those, when they're laying new asphalt, new roads, they've got that machine that's got the big rollers on it that just flattens.
Steamroller.
The steamroller.
Yeah.
Bring some steamrollers out there
that's
and just let
idea.
Them run over all the tumbleweeds.
Or a wood chipper.
I want the steamroller.
Okay.
Steamroll them, flatten them all out, rake them up, and then you don't have to burn them.
That's actually not a bad idea.
I know, Katie.
That's actually pretty
I
good.
I know.
But yeah, you should reach out to them. Reach out to Jeannie Hasselbush.
Do we know anybody with a steamroller that can help these people out? Give us a call, 303-691-1649.
And you have time for just one more little one?
Please.
Because Hello Kitty truck is also in town.
What's in that
truck? Oh my gosh. They
Hello
have all
Kitty.
It's like a pop-up kind of thing. So they've got all the Hello Kitty memorabilia. Anybody who's a huge fan knows about the Hello Kitty truck.
Guilty.
They also know that Hello Kitty is not a kitty at all, but a little girl
little
from
girl.
London. Her name is Kitty White, is her actual government-given name, just in case you're wondering. But if you want to go check it out, it will be in Boulder. That'll be Saturday from 10 to 7. That's going to be 29th Street near Nike Live and Lululemon. So that's by the mall, I guess, out by the Boulder Mall. Denver Pavilions is where it'll be on Saturday as well, next Saturday from 10 until 7. So it'll be in town
Why
a couple
weeks.
Why
does she have ears then?
So,
I know, it's
let
so
me
weird.
Get this straight. The wiener truck is in town and the kitty truck?
Yeah, I know. It's a
Yikes.
Big deal.
The wiener and the kitty truck should meet up.
Yeah, they should.
Get some drinks.
What are they going to do?
They're going to make a little baby truck.
Oh.
Little baby wiener truck, kitty truck.
Peter, nice kitty. Oh, don't say
that. Oh,
that's the joke, Katie.
Okay.
Just let her go.
I'm sorry, that took me too long.
You don't need to explain
it. It took me a long time, huh? Wow. Wow, even
the
I'm shocked.
The kitty truck is meeting
even
with the wiener truck.
Even I'm shocked.
There we go.
Okay.
They're getting drinks,
I'm up
Katie.
To speed now. I get it.
They're going to light a candle and have
that
a romantic
that
dinner.
That is a big deal.
It
I
is.
Was right the first time.
You funny. There you go. There's your Mile High Hype with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.